What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Craig, and it's about how to prevent blistering on your toes come race day, or in general, I'd say.
Okay, I guess you can call me a Trainiac. I did my first Ironman this year in Lake Placid. I got the fever. And also, my question is about blistering toenails. I went up a full size on my sneaker, and after my full Ironman, I had four blistered toenails, which eventually fell off, which was totally disgusting. But then I went up a full size, and my toes still hurt. What would you recommend? I think maybe my socks are a little too tight because they're compression socks. But I just wanted to hear your spin on that. And hey, I appreciate it. Keep listening. You guys are the best. Take care. Ciao.
Great question, Craig. It seems like I don't get enough of these blistery or chafing or saddle sore kinds of questions, but I know just about everyone out there is dealing with something dirty and gross, but that's okay. We are triathletes. We are dirty and gross. For starters, it's quite common that come race day, people get blisters and all of a sudden they're like, what the heck? I've been running in these shoes and these socks and training the whole time, and all of a sudden now I have blisters on race day. What happened? Well, it's natural that that happens because race courses tend to be very wet. There's a lot of people dropping bottles, a lot of people dropping nutrition on the run. There's a lot of hoses being sprayed around, and that combination of sweat and water and nutrition and typically very hot shoes, it tends to create a lot of blisters. So we got to prepare ourselves to fend off those blisters, even if in training we don't think that it's going to happen. Here are the steps that I take that I would say the first half marathon I did, I had a brutal blister that lasted and took 2 weeks to heal. And certainly this happened in all of my first bunches of triathlons. And here's how I've come to overcome that. Yeah. A lot of overcoming and yeah, I'll step away from that joke. So step one, I use socks typically in anything longer than an Olympic distance race. A sprint or an Olympic, I don't worry about socks. A half Ironman, in two of the three halves that I've done, I've used socks. I've taken the 20 seconds to put them on before the bike so that my feet don't get wet on the bike and then all of a sudden are still wet when I get onto the run. But when I was in Austin this year, I didn't end up worrying about socks because the shoes that I had, I was absolutely confident that I wasn't going to get blisters. And I'll talk about how I knew that coming into it. If you tend to have really, really bad blisters, I hear that in Injinji socks, I think that they are toe socks. Well, I know they're toe socks, but I think they're called Injinji, Injinji. Something like that, is a toe sock company that a lot of people who have really bad blisters, a lot of ultra marathoners end up swearing by. Next, find a shoe that you like and you know you don't blister in. Even amongst the same shoe companies, I've found that I can go from one shoe to the next and go from not chafing, not blistering whatsoever to unbelievable amounts of chafing. This was the case with the Cliftons for Hoka and the Claytons. I really like the Cliftons. Had a little bit of blistering issues in the first few runs, but nothing serious. So I tried out the Claytons and they were so bad that I ended up sending them back to Hoka and I just said, I'm sorry, I can't even review these. Like, they are ripping apart my feet. Same thing between On Running Cloud Flash, they're racing flat. I had a massive heel blister and there's still blood all over those shoes. Go to the Clouds and I can run in them all day, every day, never worrying about a blister. So find a shoe model itself that you know you're not going to blister in. And the final thing, this is probably the most important thing, is just like we have to toughen up our muscles in training, and just like we have to toughen up our gut in training, we also have to toughen up our skin on our feet. So I recommend, in, let's say, the brick workout that you'll do week to week, which is typically a very short run, do that without socks in whatever shoes you're going to be racing in and see how your feet react. If they blister consistently every single time, odds are really good you're going to blister come race day. If you're good every single time, your feet are actually going to toughen up. And then come race day, all those nice, disgusting calluses that our husbands and wives hate because we're runners, they're going to serve you very well. So who will be laughing then? So Craig, I hope this helps. I hope that that wasn't just your first and only Ironman in Lake Placid. I hope that there are many more to come and hopefully they're blister free. So congratulations on that first race and good luck to you moving forward. If anyone else wants to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask, ask your question there. And while you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left at free resources, there's over a half dozen free downloadable training supplements for you. Finally, if you're digging these Trainee Ask podcasts, the best thank you can give us is a review on iTunes. Helps us a lot because it helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us there. So helps us grow and we'd appreciate that. Thank you very much for your question, Craig, and we'll catch everyone in the next episode.